Chapter 1. Virginia Beach, Virginia. From behind the lenses of his sunglasses, Silas tracked her progress across the parking lot. All it had taken was one glance, and he'd known immediately it was Maggie. No doubt about it. Even wearing a bulky sweater that hid her curves, she was unmistakable. From the glint of sunlight bouncing off her blonde hair, to the proud stride in her walk. Then there was that sultry sway of her hips. That had been what first caught his eye over 10 years ago. That damn sexy strut of hers. Way back when he'd seen her walking across the bowling alley, when he'd been fresh out of Bud's. She'd had a pitcher of beer in one hand and an overflowing platter of chili cheese fries in the other. And he'd fallen immediately in love. She'd been perfection already, but after he watched her face light with a smile and heard her tinkling laugh as she joined the table of her girlfriends, he knew. He was going to marry that woman. He'd done just that a year after meeting her. Made Maggie O'Leary into Maggie Branson, his wife. Make that his soon-to-be ex-wife. He couldn't forget that. Silas ran one hand over his dark-cropped hair before folding his arms across his chest. Leaning back against the bumper of his truck, he waited. He saw the moment she noticed him there. She slowed for a step, before she continued forward at the same brisk pace as before. Finally, she was right in front of him. Too close to ignore him or pretend she didn't see him, she stopped.
Silas?
He tipped his head. Maggie. She glanced past his shoulder at the office building before bringing her gaze back to him.
We should get inside so we're not late.
We're 15 minutes early, he pointed out. In fact, they'd never been late anywhere during their life together. Amazingly, Maggie had proven to be exactly like him when it came to punctuality, living by the credo that if you weren't early, you were late. They were kindred spirits, compatible in every way. Well, every way except one. Apparently, she no longer wanted to be married, in spite of his desire to remain so. She pressed her lips together and drew in a deep breath that had her chest rising beneath the white-knit shirt she wore beneath the unbuttoned, oversized cardigan. Took every bit of restraint he had to not let his gaze drop to those breasts, to not reach for her, pull her close, and kiss the ridiculous idea of divorce right out of her head.
I love you.
He tossed the words out as a Hail Mary. A last-ditch effort to stop this insanity. An attempt to get their life back together, or piece back together what was left of it anyway. With tears in her eyes, she said,
Love isn't the problem. You know that.
Then why are you doing this? He shook his head, still at a loss.
You know why.
He drew in a breath and let it out.
We can try. Silas... We did try. Counseling. Mediation.
She lifted her hand in the air and let it drop in defeat.
I can't do it anymore. I'm done.
Too bad for her he wasn't done. Not yet, anyway. He wasn't a man who gave up easily. He hadn't been when he'd successfully completed Bud's with a concussion he'd hidden from the medics, and he wasn't now. Some might call him stubborn. That could be right. Whatever the word for it, determined, stubborn, crazy, he persisted.
It takes time, he said.
No.
She shook her head. The move made him angry. He loved her, but not her stubborn streak. When she shut down like this and refused to listen or even consider what he had to say, it made him want to tear his own hair out. Ignoring the hypocrisy that he considered his own determination a positive trait, but hers just an annoyance, he said,
Maggie.
He heard the annoyance clearly in his tone.